Blog Talk Radio.
Like Kobe, raised up Slate, Smith, and Bowie. Back then, Gil was my Cody.
Spanish Jose. Show me how to get the money, niggas owe me. Fast forward, no kids, 6 cars and 3 rollies, 2 cribs, trips to Cuba, sipping on Uber, got rap in the stupor. First to clap your group up, from the range with the ski rack, or 6 with the roof up. Shit, I like the motherfucking soundproof roof up. New shit, you say the same shit like you looped up. Your rap's all lazy, Jigga the Black Scorsese. What your album lack is more Jay-Z. Codename, Jehovah, all praise me. Y'all don't paint pictures, y'all all trace me. You get to see the day when my squad be done. I represent that shit, nigga, Marcy, son. I grab my...
Ladies, y'all know how that saying goes. Be careful what you ask for in life. Because you just might get it. Depending on what you ask for, what you get, you might not be able to get out of it. You heard? Niggas might take advantage if you let them play your cards right. And if you fuck them in the same night, make sure that he don't snitch. Must be up to something or be lying on his dick. Shit, you know how niggas flip from getting pussy to head to you spent your bread and blew his dick. Especially if he trick, shit, don't complain, bitch. Do your thing, and cop that ring. When he hit you with that game, you be like, I do whatever and sleep on it. Put like a week on it. Get the Benz Jeep and creep on it. Do you like, yeah, faggot, screw you. Fuck him out of you now. Just lay back like I'm that lame bitch. Dude, I'm that same bitch. Don't you know, never cross no hoe. Especially if she was wifey and she know where that stash goes. Fuck you, Alice Foe. Who you stallin' for? And the truth is, he fucking with a juice bitch. He don't know that I stick and move. Get him right for that China white. Nothing to lose, and I see right through him. Yeah, we fucking tonight. And if Duke ain't what he talking, then I'm fucking tonight. And if he sweet with some big ones, I'm lucky tonight. And if he packing like he yapping, I'm doing him right.
If your man ain't fucking you right, and the dope that you slinging in the hood and that China right, you say fuck him, cause he just ain't right. You say fuck him, cause he just ain't right.
Mostly, they will play you closely. Especially if you fucking them. Anything you trusting them. Damn, bitch, you loving them. Impressed like that. Bomb head, ain't nice. Is the sex like that? Yeah, you ain't know. I was stressed like that. Overdue, not as one. Can't handle like that. Should've known not to fuck with no lightweight cat. Holding dubs in the stacks. I ain't fucking with that. I'm like, dude, where the fuck is your big head at? And you know how I get down. I don't pump like that. Plus, he act funny. And he only fuck with track money. And I'm 7-0 platinum flat money. It's not a game, nigga. And like fucking, be careful what you say, nigga. The kind of cat that makes it. Wonder if he was sent to duty. Put it down for you. First chick he ever cried for. Never had a chick that reps like this. Ain't pressed for no seed, cause we strict like this. And he makes it very clear, baby mothers don't exist. They just some Fox haters and condom breakers.
Your fucking man ain't fucking you right. And the dope that you slinging in the hood and that China right. You say he fucking fuck cause he just ain't right. You say he fucking fuck cause he just ain't tight. Yo, when your man ain't fucking you right. And the dope that you slinging in the hood and that China right. You say he fucking fuck cause he just ain't right. You say he fucking fuck cause he just ain't tight.
R-E-C-I-O, U.S. lay low or die slow. If you ain't feeling how I roll, you should stop worrying about shit you can't control. I live like a queen, you live like a friend. Money and a thing, bitch, my crib got bling. I don't call them haters, call them hallucinated. I only talk dollars, call them the translated. My face moving gated, crocodile ostrich. Like they held George Cleverly hostage. They hold me down like a harness, switching up more classes than
hey, everything is A, okay. I stunt when I want, I'm on now ballin', hey. Bring us some Don P and Mo Way, hey. Bring us some Chris Dale and Rose, hey. Everything is A, okay, hey. Everything is A, okay, hey. Everything is A, okay. I'm on now. Everything is A.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ask about me, New York City, y'all. We are reinforcing the circle like Reba. Nobody crushing the game like we are. Not for a New York minute in Miami. Doing deals with Armando. Luxury condos. Ocean views, that's the shit I'm used to. My yacht seen a lot like longitude, latitude. Bitch with an attitude. My boxer got a mile or two. Queens native, sleeping, get the data. Make it easy, Tiptronic when you see me. I ain't like these other breezies. Infrared on your head like greenery.
Hey, everything is A. Okay, I stunt when I want. I'm on now, I'm ballin'. Hey, bring us some Don P and Mo Way. Hey, bring us some Chris Dallas, Rose. Hey, everything is A. Okay, hey, everything is A. Okay, hey, everything is A. Okay, I'm on now. Everything is A. Okay.
My friends speak, we all trying to win. But then again, maybe it's for the best though. Cause when they seeing too much, you know they trying to get you touched. Whoever said illegal was the easy way out couldn't understand the mechanics and the workings of the underworld. Granted, 9 to 5 is how you survive. I ain't trying to survive, I'm trying to live it to the limit and love it alive. Like ills, poison my body. I used to say, fuck my skills. I never prayed to God, I prayed to God. That's right, it's wicked. That's life, I live it. Ain't asking for forgiveness for my sins. And I break bread with the lay hands, picking their brains for angles and all the evils that the game will do. It gets dangerous. Money and power is changing us. And now we're lethal, infected with the evil.
weed. So all my niggas better do your thing and get yours quick. Quit own land, the whole shebang, nigga, fuck the bullshit. I meant this ever relentless for dropping these bombs. Getting paper, securing shit for my seed and my mom. For my physical and my entire flip mode squad. My own dad has fertilized my mom. Peace to the God. Hold a stand for live niggas in the name of hip hop. Offered another path for niggas that made the struggle and stop. Fuck that, I'm here to fight for mine, cause that be your way. If you want the government, try to do away with my cash. One of the most extraordinary that comes from a place where your man will stab you in the back and smile in your face. Take all them type of niggas off the face of the earth and do away with all them niggas before I get to them first. So slow what niggas gon' get it and run right through it. Get witness to all of my niggas who know how to do it. Survival of the most fit for real niggas, no doubt. Get what's yours from out this fucker for your time run out. Get what's yours from out this fucker for your time run out.
Hello there, it's your boy Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host, Nadine Michelle.
What's up, everybody?
It's Six Man Radio, man. This is the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B.
That's right. That right, everybody rise!
Yo, you ever seen him perform that live?
Oh, my God. He's got to be the best performer in hip-hop for me.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Like, just the best. Just, like, just the best. I don't know. He's so much energy and so many hits, too, really. Like, the catalog is so deep for Busta Rhymes.
Yeah, yeah. So, I can't even think of anybody, you know, that can really stand next to him live like that. I mean, of course, there's you got your LLs and, you know, you got your Run DMCs, you know, because they got such pivotal records in hip-hop. But there's something about Busta. Busta not only has hits, but the energy that he brings when he performs. And,
yeah.
You know, I actually had the opportunity to tour with Busta before. But shout out to Mary Ben-Ari. Yeah, I was in Mary Ben-Ari's band as her rapper. And we opened for Busta. You know, we did like a 30-city tour, all the House of Blues and all that. So I got the opportunity to really study him. And Jesus Christ, every night it was definitely a lesson. Definitely a lesson.
Wow.
Shout out to Busta Rhymes Flip Mode Squad. Nadine, what's going on, man? What's going on? How was your week? What's up? You celebrated a birthday. Happy belated.
I did indeed. Thank you very much. Yeah, the week was good, you know, it's busy, you know, got the jail, I'm entering, everybody who's working in advertising know exactly what's going on right now, especially if you do award shows, you're entering the Cannes Advertising Festival, and it's just a really busy season in advertising, so shout out to all the people out there, had to go to work today and do that, so... You know, it is what it is. It keeps the bills paid. But, you know,
That's right. Lots of
stuff going on. We got Jerry Burrow calling in today.
Yeah, I'm excited about this one. You know, I'm excited.
Culturalist.
That's right. And also, you know, we're going in real heavy on the music, man. You know, we got a lot of joints that we try to get in there. Well, what we played, I started off with the Marsha Ambrosius joint produced by Focus. It's that
which
I lost.
Is fabulous.
Oh my God,
such
I love
a great
that record.
Song. I know, yeah. I peeped you. I know you love
it.
I know you love it. I love that song.
Right after that we played Sauce Money featuring Jay-Z pre game show. That's actually one of the most bangingest records ever to me, at least. And then we got in the Foxy Brown featuring Noriega. It's Hard Being Wifey, yo. She spazzed on that. She went crazy. Then we went into Precious Paris featuring 50 Cent. Everything's
right.
Okay.
Oh, right.
God, to tell me that shit ain't crazy. That shit, oh, Jesus. She's going to be on the show
really
next
nice.
Week, by the way, too.
Right,
know? So y'all
right.
tune in. Precious Paris will be on the show next week to talk about, you know, the whole
new project that she just dropped. And,
man.
Her coming from Queens, she's going to fill us in on everything and her journey to this point.
That's
going to be exciting.
That's right. We also got Jean Grey. Gonna be calling in next week too.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, it's the Ladies of Hip Hop edition next week. You know, but we also play Jay-Z, The Evils, which
mm-hmm.
is one of my favorite Jay-Z records of all time. One of my favorite records of all time. Just period.
And right.
After that, Raekwon, Ice Cream, and then you know we went into
Classic.
Everybody Rides by Busta, and here we are. You know,
one of my favorites from Busta. Busta Rhymes and just one of my favorite MCs. And even like there's a few more, but he's just definitely like one of my top favorite MCs.
Me too. Absolutely. Now speaking of top MCs, one MC that's usually mentioned in a lot of people's lists is Nas. Right now,
right.
Nas released a record this week. He released Another Black Girl Lost, which is basically the sequel to the original classic Black Girl Lost that he did from the, I
uh-huh.
believe it was the it was written out, either it was written or I Am, one of those. But
okay.
this record has to be the new record, the Another Black Girl Lost record. Yo, I'm a fan, and I think this is the problem. I think a lot of fans ain't really keeping it funky with their favorite artists and letting them know when they slip it. Nas, I'm a fan of yours. That record is garbage. It's garbage.
Oh, no.
Garbage. It's hot garbage. It's hot garbage. Another Black Girl Lost. I need for y'all to check it out. I would not steer y'all wrong. And I love Nas. And I'm waiting for this album. And, you know, I want to hear this album. And I know it's going to be hot. Because shout to him. I like the, what was the other joint? The Don joint is cool. And he dropped the other joint, the Nasty joint. That was crazy.
Uh-huh.
But,
well, maybe
oh,
he's
man.
Dropping it because, you know, just he, they just did his Behind the Music on
VH1
as well. Which
was
really dope, yeah. It was dope. I mean, the very next day I wore my Nas shirt, like,
But
hey, fuck it.
Yes. That's no cause to put out some garbage. Like, Nate, you got to hear it. I would play it, but I'm not playing garbage on the show. You know what I'm saying? So,
damn,
you know,
that,
not
that,
even
that,
Nas.
Nas.
Yeah. The chorus is garbage. The beat is garbage. It's garbage. It's not hot.
I'm looking at the lyrics for the chorus. Like I don't know how that's gonna sound if I hear it in a rhyme.
I shit you not, yo. You know.
Oh Lord.
Yeah.
Well, well, shout out to Nas. I'm sorry that is garbage, but all
yeah,
the
too.
Other stuff previous to this, you know, you are one of the top MCs to me as well. Sometimes I feel like he falls off a little bit. He gets a little tired, a little complacent.
Yeah.
But it's no
yeah.
big deal. You know what I mean? It's not.
Yeah.
It's his way. I don't care. It's not.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I hear you.
I wore your shirt yesterday, Nas. I rep for you, Nas.
Shout out to Hope.
You're crazy.
Shout out to Hope.
Let's get into
some more music. Speaking of Nas, let's get into the Purple joint because that
all right,
actually,
good.
Yeah, it showcases, you know, Nas's lyrical abilities and how dope she is.
Unlike this new effort that does not showcase his abilities.
Yeah, no, it does not showcase anything but garbage. You know,
all right.
Hey,
I'm trash.
I'm gonna be real. Yo, I'm a fan. I can't, you know.
Of course.
You can't turn
but
the blind eye.
If it's garbage, it's garbage.
Yeah, you can't turn the blind eye. So, on that note.
On that note.
Purple joy. Yeah, let's get to something hot by Nas. Purple. Nas, let's go. Six Man Radio. Let's get it.
Light it up. Light it up. The whole city is mine, pretty as dawn. I don't like the way P. Diddy just shine with different lawyers. Why it's mentioned in my rhymes, fuck it. It's just the intro, hate it or love it. Like it, bump it or dump it. Writing across the stomach, spell godson. Life is like a jungle black, it's like the habitat of Tarzan. Matter of fact, it's harder than most can imagine. Most of my niggas packed in correctional facilities. Half of them passed on, Max Strong, couple of shots. Made a ghost leave a body, now they haunting the block. Where they used to stand at, somebody's taking their place. A younger man, perhaps, hand slaps, can't understand that. Same walk, same talk, I wonder can that be possible? A thug dies, another step inside of shoes, and they will hurt you. Laying low with a bottle, I'm blowing circles, my state of mind perfect. Y'all just wanna deal with drama. Talk about niggas who got things. Y'all ready to kill his mama. Everything you went to was underworld related. You sell your man out, not even your girl is sacred. You don't trust his soul, hold up. You mold the soldiers to pull guns quick and always look behind the shoulder. Figure up how many dudes died trying to be down with you. Everybody's under 6 feet of ground with you. Still standing, still roaming through the streets, that's real. You a survivor, knowing all the beef is ill. You got a bunch of thugs with you even now that's ready, trusting your judgment. Quick to put it down, they deadly. The hood love you, but behind your back, they pray for the day. A bullet hit your heart, an ambulance and take you away. That ain't love, it's hate. Think of all the mothers that wait, whose sons you killed, and you ain't got a cut on your face. Unmarked police cars roam the streets hard, the heat is gone. Somebody tell these shorties, reach for the stars. Instead, they tell them how to reach through the bars. Holding a mirror, looking down a tear in jail, making weapons to kill you. We smoke three tokes, nigga, pour more Henny. He sighs with eyes that seen a war too many. Cold-blooded murderers, universal. Hood to hood, blowing smoke, state of mind is purple.
Iron Chef, you know, to come back into the old scrap of the store over here. Got some culinary cats right here. We need you to feel them.
Hey, yo, rappers stepping to me. They want a brick, son, but I'm the chef. My price is 26, son. Move a bopper left, 32 of those are open lock of those. Soldier got locked up, blow killed the doctor. Flamboyant police and X-Files watching my law. So many leeches, I just left it in war. My flow wicked, Miami money moving men ridiculously. Geico on the arm, froze, go with me. Take baths for white women, lingerie see-through. Taking trips to Iran, my Spanish nigga people. Selling drugs to Flatbush, call my niggas see-through. Snub with the black gloves on Half Moon Creek. Killed him in the Bahamas, his wife ran, white van pulled up. They caught him out in Brooklyn with a white man. Flooded out, rolled out, sister was gone, she geeking. She threw the rifle in her mouth and said, good evening, y'all. Paul Wall, real line to get money, crime thief. I know her from Africa, pretty smile, 19. Gold joint frames, only Louis Vuitton, pony. Leather with the matching sweater on, yo. Knock the ass off the blunt, confront niggas who cunt. Swing an axe, tax niggas, rhyme different from cats. Specialized in Mike Griffiths, slashes. We the last skippers, big rocks in a block with sticks. Beef steak, Charlie niggas eat, they get fat. Chase heads up and down the block, kill rat. Skill with the gas, even feds don't know where the shell's at. Shell trap up a nice crib with four packs. Four max, caught a nice cell for four stacks. Yeah, me and my nigga have that. Gotta escape, well, we'll be right back. Real soon, chef, cook it up, we got a date with real goons. Telling you ghosts, my connect, crazy with the red. Might know I'm used to talk to a sister, name me back. I'll speed it up, me and the lady, we're getting weeded up. I beat it up, yeah, I hit that, but I ain't seated up. Meanwhile, back on the block, we see two trucks in the windows roll down. We see these two fucks, as soon as they jump out, see these twos. Why? Knock the ass off the blunt, confront niggas who cunt. Swing a axe, sex niggas, rhyme different from cats. Specialize in Mike Griffin, flex, we the last skippers. Big rocks in a block, we see.
I'm in a booger up. We bagging up for a shake, binocular scanners, we all listen to Jake. Ran out of baggies, my mouth is dry. Got some dirty joints just scattered, don't act surprised. Now nigga, the currency rushes like popping a willy. Holding the pipe with one hand, the other down in the billy. You know how I be with them peppermint cloths. Throwing darts in the hood rack, getting slow necks up in the Bronx. That's all me, 34 shines, 44 lines. I just chill like Aaron Hall, writing raw rhymes. Like some Kool-Aid rubies in a lemonade bezel. When I was 12 in the church, I started packing that metal. Deuce. My supplier was loose, Bruce. Ever since I had to drop, my instinct was to shoot. This ain't for the love of Ray J.
tell Ice Cube.
Who?
Ice Cube.
Ice Cube? Man, I ain't letting my damn daughter go off no damn Ice Cubes. Man, what the hell are you talking about, man? I brought my daughter up, man, in a Catholic school, private school, man. What you want with her? Think of this bullshit.
No, man, let me tell you something.
Your daughter was a nice girl, now she's a slut. A queen tweet nigga just like King Tut. Gobbing up nuts, sort of like a hummingbird. Sucking up the lips, my crew, and I'm coming first. Used to get straight A's, now she's just skipping class. Oh my, do I like to grip the hips and ass. Only 17, with a lot of practice. So black boys Jimmy's and white boys Cactus. Sorry, sorry, sir, but I gotta be brief. A lot of niggas like busting nuts in her teeth. Drink it up, even though she's Catholic. That don't mean shit, cause she's giving up the ass. Giving up the nappy dugout. I'm here to let you know your little girl is a hoe. Nympho, nympho, boy, is she bad. Get her all alone and out comes the knee pads. I know she is a minor and it is illegal, but the bitch is worse than Vanessa Del Rio. And if you decide to call rape, we got the little hooker on tape. Now, tell the fucking slut to please hurry up and wear that dress that's tight on her butt. So I can finger fuck her on the way to the bed. Been in so many rooms, she got a dot on her forehead. Face turned red from grabbing them ankles. Fucking get up as I do. From here to Czechoslovakia, two on top, one on the bottom. First nigga got the boots, man, you should have shot him, cause after I got him, it was over. Now niggas get lucky like a four-leaf clover on daddy's little girl. She keep nuts in her mouth like the bitch was a squirrel. So tell Sean to bring her ass on, cause the line in my house is getting long.
Cause I once again it's on. He threw me on the carpet and wasn't cutting no slack. Dumped on my head and put his knee on my back. First he tried to slap me up, wrap me up, rough me up. They couldn't do it, so they cuffed me up. I said, fuck, how much abuse can a nigga take? And yo, officer, you're making a big mistake. Since I had on a shirt that said I was dope, he thought I was selling bass and couldn't hear my cake. He said, get out my face, and must have had a grudge. His reply told that bullshit to the judge. The girl I was with wasn't saying nothing. I said, hey, yo, bitch, you better tell him something. She started dragging, and all of a sudden, we all got tossed in a paddy wagon. Now I beat the rap, but that ain't the point. I had a warrant, so I spent 2 weeks in a joint. Now the story you heard has one little object. Don't fuck with a bitch from the project.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. You're far too kind. Thank you.
Part. Yeah, beautiful
thank
thing.
You. Thank
so
you.
Many people. So much love. So much love.
Yeah. Six Man Radio, man. The home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B. It's your boy Bad
yes.
C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, along with my co-host, the lovely Nadine Michelle. What's up, Nate?
What's going on? You're going in again.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. You know. You got to show up. You got to give back. You know, I love hip hop and what it's given to me. So, you know. What
yeah,
we pride
yeah.
ourselves on here on Six Man Radio is playing those songs that you forgot about, that you
right.
love, but you forgot mm-hmm. about. So when you hear it, you're like, oh, shit. Let me run over to Amazon and buy that. Or let me run over to, you know what I mean? Like, that's the whole point. Because there's a lot of songs out there that have come and go that are near and dear to our hearts that we, you know, that we forgot all about. So that's why you're here, and thanks for coming back. Jerry Barrow should be calling soon. He should be.
That's right. He should be,
calling
any minute now. He's coming up.
And yeah, man.
So what else went on this week?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Let me see. I know the whole Mar B situation was diffused. We talked about that.
That got diffused.
Yeah, but I still got a little, you know, about, like, okay, well, which one was it, bro? What was you doing? Drunk tweeting or, you know, were you serious?
It could have been just drunk tweeting. That's all that was, like, some type of, I don't know.
Well,
people do funny things when they're drunk. I have no idea, no idea.
Yeah.
But what happened also this week was, like, on the next day at Coachella, they did that whole hologram with Snoop and Tupac, which got a lot of play the next day. It was, like, all over the place.
Yeah, that
we're
was
talking
serious.
About that.
That was
cool.
Serious. It was eerie, very eerie.
Yeah.
You know.
It was a little strange to see him there.
You didn't like it?
Disappear like that. Yeah, I thought it was awesome. I thought it was pretty cool, you know, like, damn. I'm glad they did that. Whoever came up with that idea, God bless you. I hope you got paid lovely for that because that was a brilliant idea.
You
can't even follow up with that.
Building?
Like, nobody should do that again.
Well, that, yeah, exactly. But can
nobody
you imagine actually being in the building? Can you imagine it? You know,
I would have bugged out. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Tupac. I would have bugged out.
Surreal.
It bugged me out. Like,
then he just disappeared. Like,
yeah.
Where'd he go?
Like a ghost. Like a ghost.
But it was real dope. If you really pay attention to how they did it, like I watched it over like maybe 15 times, just trying to see how they did it. And what it appears is, you know, they had the actor and they had the hologram of the model of the actor who's supposed to actually be the body of Pac doing the mannerisms, and then they superimposed the head onto the body, the head of Pac. You know, so if you really look, it's the same expression, the same facial expression that keeps turning on the head. You know what I mean? So, but it was still dope. It was dope how they did it. And, wow, I wonder how much it cost.
It definitely cost a grip. It definitely cost a grip, but, you know.
What's a grip?
I would definitely say, like, six figures.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say seven, but you never know. Coachella is a really big festival, so.
Yeah.
But I would say six figures. Six figures. I'm not going to hit seven on that. Six figures.
Wow. Good Lord. That is a whole lot of bread to be spending for 3 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Shit, this is solving
that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, people are making money.
Yeah, they are.
And that Coachella thing costs a lot, and if you want to have a fabulous show and the most impact on your audience, you have to come up with things like that, and it's not going to be free, you know, unless it was like, you know, whoever came up with the plan was in the camp already, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know. But, you know,
also,
a lot of things happen this week. Yeah. Suge Knight even was in the news this week, too. He was in the news this week, too. I don't know. He was talking some shit, trying to talk about Tupac was still alive or some bullshit
like that.
And then he threatened to beat the dog shit out of Rick Ross, you know, some bullshit like that.
I don't know. Whatever. Yo, I want to give a shout-out to everybody who's actually been supporting Six Man Radio as well. We've only really been on for about a month. And, you know, I go and I look at the numbers religiously. I take a look at the numbers, and the numbers are very, very, very good. And I want to thank you guys for checking us out, telling your friends, sharing, and letting them know we're growing. And it looks like it's going to be a real good situation.
Yeah, it's definitely a fabulous feeling to see people listening to the show and seeing the numbers go up and having, like, just really great guests, you know? And I feel like that's been, like, really a blessing. And, you know, I'm really thankful, and thanks for listening to us. And we're just going to continue bringing you, you know, what we love to do. We just love music. It's something that's just part of our lives. It's part of the fabric of our lives, you know? So we're going to
like
be talking to Jerry Burrow.
Look like a true ad woman. The fabric of our lives.
Fabric of our lives.
Of course that. All right, yeah, wait. We got Carla on the line.
Definitely. We got Jerry Burrow on the line. We're about to bring him in and talk to him. Let me see now what's going on here.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Jerry.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes,
yeah,
I can hear
Jerry,
you.
What's
I can
going
hear
on,
you clear.
Man?
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
Chilling,
doing well,
man.
Doing
chilling.
Really well.
Thanks for having me. I called a little early to make sure I had a signal, and I'm actually calling from my 20th high school reunion right now.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Crazy.
Oh my goodness.
How does a 15, but you're 15, Jerry. How are you 15?
I know, right? I'm a dookie.
You're so young.
I graduated from high school in 92 and I was five and shit. You know?
Wow.
That's exactly what happened. So, Jerry, you're at your 20-year high school anniversary, and, you know, in 20 years a lot has happened. I mean, from the time you was in college and your first interview with Tracy Lee and up till now. You're like, a lot has happened. And, you know, let's talk about that. Let the people know about that.
Oh, my God, it's crazy. I always tell people that I went to high school during the best time in hip-hop from 88 to 92. Like, you can imagine how the game just changed from that time to from 88 to 92 was such a pivotal moment. So for me to have lived that really shaped the way that I approached my career, you know. So when I go back to, I actually come back here to speak to the junior class about my career, but, you know, interviewing Dr. Dre and running the Urban Daily and Nod Factor and all that stuff, and they're really into it. So when I tell them that I was actually here, my high school was a couple of blocks from Central Park, to know that I was in high school during the whole Central Park jogger thing as a black man walking through Central Park with freaking Follow the Leader in my headphones and Long Live the Kane, and how that all kind of came together and shaped who I am as a person. You know, they'll look at me like, you can't relive that. You can't make that up. Like, that era is never going to be relived. You can't go back and, do that over. So, you know, I left here, graduated from here, went to Wesleyan and studied AFAM studies and, you know, the hip-hop thing there. You know, I saw Digital Planets perform on campus. You know, I saw Black Moon perform on campus, you know, live, you know, that type of stuff definitely, you know, shaped me when I graduated from there. And my first writing assignment, you know, was writing for Trace Magazine after, I was teaching for a little while. But a friend of mine, Smokey Fontaine, gave me a shot to write. And my first interview was Tracy Lee. And I tell people I'm kind of like the post-Biggie era hip-hop journalist, because my career really started right after Big died. If you talk to people who were around when Big was alive, you can tell that was almost like I don't want to say dividing mark, but that was like a watermark moment. It was before Big and Pop and after Big and Pop, you know.
Right.
So, you know, when you look at hip-hop history and just the way journalism was, journalism changed after that because people saw how their words could be used, you know, and sometimes a bad way. Like, people blamed hip-hop journalism a lot for the whole East Coast, West Coast thing.
Added
fuel to the fire. So you saw the impact and the outcome of what you write, and I think that definitely people would take that with them now when they see stuff bubbling. It's like, do we really want to fan the flames on this? You know, let's kind of fall back a little bit. But it's crazy to be back now in 2012, and you got Twitter gotten people acting the fool.
Exactly.
Oh, Jesus. Wow.
You have the internet causing drama.
You guys, come on, Mob Deep beefing on Twitter or supposedly or not. Nobody even knows what's going
on
now with that. Like, you got audio that's supposedly him but not him, and then they got pictures of them courtside of the basketball game.
Right. It's like, what is going on?
It sounds like him to me, Jerry. It sounds like him to me. It sounds just like him to me.
That's what everyone's saying.
Yeah.
But then the question is like, well, why? What were they hoping to gain from the whole exchange? What was he hoping to happen? Let's assume it was him. What was he hoping to gain by putting that out there? It's not like they had an album coming out. It's not like there was anything.
Right. How did it get to that point to be on the media like that? Like,
well, I'll tell
what
you,
was the purpose?
I'll tell you. I have a theory. Because, we know that we're in a time, industry-wise, where it doesn't matter about your music. It's all about your intangibles, what makes you interesting. And then your music, all of that is secondary. That's the icing on the cake. They want to know that there's beef in. They want to know that there's something going on in your personal life before they'll even pay attention to your music. So, if they were doing that, then that's a great marketing scheme. Because they're all doing it anyway. You know what I mean? It's retarded. Like, it's the rap is out of control.
So it's just to keep them interesting, to keep your name out there, in other words, like another publicity type of ploy. It did get people talking. People were talking about, you know, having an alcoholism problem. He's, like, got issues and they have people talking for, like, a week. Now it's nothing. Now you don't hear nothing about it. So,
exactly.
I mean,
the irony
you,
of it is
Jerry,
I got into, like, the beat game. Like, after I left The Source, I was running Scratch Magazine for a couple of years because I was really more into production and beat. Because I used to tell people, beats don't beef. Like, production is beef-proof. Like, a producer will work with a rapper X and then walk down the hall with rapper Y, and the two rappers can be beef, but the producer doesn't care. He just wants to make the good music. And that's why I started Not Factor like 4 years ago, because I really just didn't want to deal with the drama. I'll be honest with you. I just wanted to hear people tell me about how they make the music, why they make the music, what inspires them. And you talk to most producers and DJs have the best stories because they've worked with everybody, you know. So that's where my head is. But, you know, the way things are going with, you know, the business, like, you got to have some drama to get people to click, it seems. Like, you can't just be purely about music nowadays. Like Seed was saying, you got to throw some drama in the mix to get people's attention. It's kind of unfortunate. I love talking to you. I talked to Baby Paul about his Beat Miner days the other day. I just talked to Bangladesh. He was telling me crazy stories about how Nicki Minaj's beat, she did it on and went through 5 different people before it got to her, and then she snatched it from Wayne, and he didn't know. It was like, I love hearing those kinds of stories, but then you can't get people's attention until, you know, somebody slaps
until
somebody.
Until some drama happens,
until some drama happens. But, you know, I'm grateful for it. I'd rather stay the course and tell those untold stories.
Yeah, I think
stories.
That's the best way.
Like that one of those early stories people might not remember or know. One of my first interviews was with Seed. For Off the Radar. Way we were hanging out in Brooklyn the old day. And
Six Man Radio, real quick, like, if y'all didn't catch that, Jerry Barrow interviewed me for the Sauce back when I was signed to Warner Brothers. Like, be clear, like, this is crazy. You know what I mean? I remember it so vividly. I remember. And I was amped. I remember being, see, I can tell you now because, you know, we I'm a grown-ass man now. You know, that was like 10, 12 years ago. You know what I mean? But now it's like then I was so excited that was for the Sauce. Like, I was like, Jesus, like, I'm getting interviewed for the Sauce. Like, it's not even going to be a small little article. It's off the radar, you know.
Yep. Right.
And as a matter of fact, I'm actually looking at it right now. you know, like, that's how proud of it I am. Ja Rule's on the cover.
Yeah.
All y'all, you know, if you get a chance, you know, look it up online. I'm real proud of it. It's March 2001, you know, Jerry Barrow.
I miss those days because you actually got time with the artists to talk to them and spend time and, like, get to kind of know them when you wrote something. Now they want to sit down in a restaurant for half an hour and try to get you a good story. I'm like, we were in the streets. He was yelling at kids.
Yeah.
Right.
I was out there wilding. I ain't want to go sit no latte, man.
You know what I'm saying? That was like one of my favorite interviews to this day was with Cam'ron for one of those, the Dr. Dre cover when he was running through the fire. Mm-hmm. It was when Sports, Drugs, and Entertainment was supposed to first come out. And it was me hanging out with Cam'ron and Jim Jones uptown right after his man Bloodshed was killed.
Yeah.
And it was just, I spent the whole day. We were at the entertainment offices. Un was on the phone barking on somebody about financial overages and all kinds of craziness. Cam's going through media training. And he's like, yo, let's go uptown. Jump in the Mercedes. Jim was driving us around uptown. He had this is when he first had the whole Diplomats thing popping off. He had Diplomats t-shirts in the trunk, handing them out to people. We went up to Copeland to have lunch. And then we went to you remember Copeland. We went to Copeland to have lunch. Then we went to a record store, and then Let Me Know came on, and this chick ran up on him in the record store like, yo, Cam, that was me in your video. That was my ass. Like, really, son? Like, you really ran up on Cam talking about, you know, this is how dope it was. The Knicks were in the playoffs. That's how dope a day it was. Because we were hanging out on the corner, so Cam had this laundromat and a liquor store. And he's like, yo, you want something to drink? I was like, word. So we went to his liquor store, hung out on the corner, and people was yelling out the score from the playoff game out the window.
Wow.
It was just crazy. And that was just for a regular feature article, but I spent the whole day with him. I missed that. Now you might get that only if you're doing a cover, but how many magazines are left to do a cover for?
Do a cover, exactly. And then all the covers are all the same. They're the same people over and over again. I haven't even bothered subscribing to any magazine. I mean, for what?
Could you imagine spending a day with Cam'ron now? What kind of craziness you might witness? But I guess now the artists are more guarded. They don't want, you know, the whole world. They want to let out what they want people to know. That's why they're on Twitter letting out what they want people to see about them. They don't want a writer coming and, you know, I guess following them and picking pieces apart that they may not want out there. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know. The game has definitely changed, but I still think you need people like me to kind of bring a perspective and put a filter on things sometimes, because the artists themselves don't even know what they want to put out there sometimes. Like they think they want people to know this. It's like I've been sitting down transcribing interviews and thinking, okay, do I want to put this in there? Nah, let me keep that out there, because I don't think that's the impression they were trying to make. But now they just get on Twitter, go bypassing the publicist and everybody and just barking on people, and then they got to delete the tweet. And or say my phone got hacked or something crazy to cover up what they said. Like, we need something. We need a filter. Everybody did big thing on Twitter. No filter. Nah, we need a filter.
Right.
That's why a lot of this bullshit music gets out there, because there's no filter. Everybody can go in their crib and record a song and put it up on MySpace
and put it out there.
Suddenly you're a rapper. No one's telling you, you know what, you should go back and mix that.
Right.
You should go back and tweak that, change that verse, do something before you just put it out there for the world. I don't care if you got 20,000 songs, if half of them are whack. You know.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just. You still love it, though. I mean, you have Nod Factor, which is your baby.
That's my baby, man. I love talking to folks and still telling good stories. And, you know, even if it's not some super mainstream person, you know, I got to put this video up. I talked to Granddaddy IU 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
And I didn't even know he was a producer. And he was telling me stories about, you know, from way back when, from up to now. And I'm just... Those are the type of stories I love. Like, that's what I love, finding people and finding things I didn't know, you know. So I'm still doing it.
And then you really, I feel like with Nod Factor, you still keep it, the way you were doing it with Scratch. I mean, you talk about not just what, you know, the mainstream is, but you talk about what's going on with Sean Price. What is Tommy Morgan doing? You know,
I have to,
because not everybody's, touching on that. They'll stay on, you know, the top, you know, 10 on the Billboard and not even realize all this that's bubbling right here, right in front of you. They just won't give it any shine. And it's still to this day. But if you stay the course, I feel like it doesn't really matter, because this music speaks for itself. It doesn't matter if they try to come in and do not give you the story. People are looking for that. And, you know, you just have to stay the course, you know. And that's what you do with Nod Factor. But I also love the Urban Daily. The Urban Daily is so fly.
The Urban Daily is the playground, man. That's the that's
it
all kinds
so
of crazy.
It is so fly, Jerry. Oh, man. I was
it's a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun up in the office. My staff, Johnson and Shamika, we play games. Like, CDs will come in and we'll do a Twitter review. Like, okay, we're gonna put this Tiger CD on right now, and we're gonna tweet our first impression, and just be honest and be real about stuff, man. I mean, what I love too with the Urban Daily is it gives me a chance to go outside of music. We do a lot of film and TV stuff too. Thanks to Rebecca, shout out.
Rebecca.
She's been holding down a lot of our film and TV coverage, bringing in interviews with Eddie Murphy, and she just interviewed the whole cast to Think Like a Man. And
I was just looking at that.
Interviews up. So, and I got to interview Nia Long on Thursday. You know, I love her to death. So.
Oh, man.
I'm hating.
So, you know,
it
keeps the balance, you know, just real people. And they need their stories told, too. Like, black actors in Hollywood, you know, you didn't know. We found a woman on Mad Men. I don't know if y'all watch Mad Men. They finally got a black woman on the show who's playing a secretary. We got an interview with her up on the Urban Daily, too.
Black woman on Mad Men now? What?
Yeah. Go check it out. I forget her name. But, you know, they're moving into the 60s, so now they have to do some integration on the show. They're showing, it's real. That's the thing when people get mad at Mad Men.
Yeah, that's
right. It's forward people. But that was the truth.
It's so funny, they mentioned Young and Rubicam in two episodes ago where, you know, the black people were protesting the advertising that they were doing, and they were throwing balloons on them. And it was like a big thing at my job, too. And I'm like, well, if that's what was happening, back right. then, then that's what y'all was doing. Don't be
yep.
upset. You know what
yep.
I'm saying? But that's crazy. And you also like got a chance to talk to Freddie Jackson. What I like about the Urban Daily is that it does, it just really focuses on what our people are doing. Like, and it's just
mm-hmm.
everybody. It's not just some people. It's everyone. You
mm-hmm.
know? So,
oh, you saw the Freddie Jackson talking about Luther Vandross?
Yeah. I was like,
yeah.
wow. That was amazing. That was
yeah,
amazing.
We got some more from that interview coming, too, but I wanted to get that out for Luther's birthday. I thought
yeah.
that was really dope.
Oh, Luther.
When
yeah.
was Luther's birthday?
Was it was Friday, April 20th.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, 420, everybody's thinking about weed. They ain't thinking about
weed. Yeah, they're not thinking about Luther.
yeah. I know I was. I was thinking about 420. But, yo, Jerry, man, yo, before we let you go, because we got to get back into the music, but I want to ask you really
mm-hmm.
quick. It's three categories, all right,
mm-hmm.
off the top. Not,
mm-hmm.
not even putting any thought into it, just off the top.
Oh.
Your
okay.
top three MCs that are alive, top three producers that are alive, and top three groups, hip-hop. Let's go.
Wow, okay, top three MCs. Just spitting out without even thinking. Pharrell Monch, Nas, Jay-Z. But they're very
okay.
different reasons. Okay, producers.
Okay.
Jay Dilla, Pete Rock, shoot, that last one, three? Oh, man. This catalog alone, there's so many. Catalog alone, you got to go with Premier, but there's so many. Like, Timbaland's a beast, Pharrell's a beast.
Right.
Questlove, you don't think of him as a producer, but his production's crazy. I love Black Milk. I love Illmind. You know, there's so many producers out there right now that are like killing it. But I got to go back. Like I said, the '88 to '92 era was just so influential for me as a person. Like I could just spin, you know, Pete and Premier's catalog back to back
yeah.
to back, and
yeah.
never
yeah.
not repeat. You cannot repeat nothing for a month. You know.
yeah. Well, all right. Well, what about top three groups?
Groups. Oh, let me see. Tribe, De La, actually, I over Tribe only because they've given me more. Tribe has
right.
more classic albums, but De La has been so damn consistent.
He's
and,
ridiculous.
Third group. You know what? Just I'm gonna say Outkast.
Okay.
Clem and I. Aquemini is one of my top three hip hop albums of all time. Period. Just
yeah.
that album could drop tomorrow and still sound like it was fresh.
Yeah,
they,
yeah
they
absolutely.
Body
wow.
that album. It's timeless. So yeah, I'll say Outkast.
All right.
Also,
Jerry.
one little last plug. I'm starting work on this Hip Hop Dad's book that I'm trying to merge my person. I got two kids, 9,
mm-hmm.
3. So I'm starting to interview MCs. I spoke to Kumar's, and I got lining up folks to tell me their stories about being fathers, because I feel like it's something that's missing from the game
Dope.
Right now. So I'm definitely going to be hollering at you, Seed, and everybody else. Anyone you know, any hip-hop dads?
No, I'm not a dad. I just got a lot of sons. Not yet.
I thought seed was for spreading seed.
Nah.
No.
Nah.
Hey, hip hop trivia. See, a little birdie told me that you cameoed in a rap video back in the day, and I want to know if it's true that you were wearing a mask.
Yeah.
In the Nas yeah. video.
Yeah, Nas Beast theme. Yeah, you could tell it's me too. You could tell, like in the eyes, you could tell.
Really?
In the eyes.
Yeah.
See, y'all. Okay, so you got to. I want to hear the story behind that one day, but I know I got to run. Y'all got to run, but I want to hear the story about that because that's crazy.
I have a quick one. A quick one.
Okay.
Nas and Khalees, they were sitting, and Khalees was there. She was. They both had gold grills in their mouth, and they were sitting there just staring at each other, showing each other their grills. It was the craziest shit, right? So she had a little wild Chihuahua type dog. It looked crazy, right? So the scene was me, Nas, and a couple other people. We were supposed to walk around the corner,
and the director was around the corner, and we supposed to, you know, walk around and look. And it was the scene that was at the end, the very end of the video.
Right.
The director says action. He does not know Nas has the little chihuahua on the leash. And when we took him around the corner, he's coming around the corner looking tough with the chihuahua on the leash. So the director fell out. Yeah. He was like, action. We turned the corner. We supposed to be looking tough with the mask on, but Nas got the little chihuahua with the diddy pop. Yo, it looked crazy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, oh, they missed that on Behind the Music. We need to add that when they come later.
For real.
Well, it was so funny. It was hilarious, man. But, yo, Jerry, man, thank you. Thank you very much for giving us the
definitely,
call.
Jerry.
Yo, thank you for having me.
Well, we got
you guys enjoy the rest of the night.
You too, Jerry.
What up? What up, Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B. It is your boy, Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host, Nadine Michelle. What up, Nate?
Hey.
That was fabulous. Those stories were awesome. And I know Jerry has, like, at least years to come, massive stories he could tell us about, you know, just people he's interviewed and people he's met because of his journalistic talent.
Journalisticness.
You know? That's right.
You know,
he's
journalisticness.
I mean, he's done a lot of things. And shout out to Rebecca. That's my girl, too. She works with him on the Urban Daily. Y'all need to sponsor a fish fry. That's what y'all need to do. And y'all know what I'm talking about, so bring it.
All right. Yo, on that note, we about to get back into the music. This is Six Man Radio. This is the home of adult contemporary hip hop and R&B. Where else are you going to hear it, man? You ain't going to hear it nowhere else. Let's get it.
You are now listening to Six Man Radio. You are now listening.
California, New York, Chi-town, Ohio, get down, M.I.A., hey, yeah, what's up,
right?
Houston, Frisco. Detroit get money just like they know. I'm on them big ass wheels. See, I be playing with them cars. I'm like a big ass kid, crazy with that cat gun. So if we play cops and robbers, I'll show you how to pop revolvers. Fit a cat too big, so it cover my eyes. That Lambo, that ain't shit, just a public disguise. And that top model chick, she for the diamond lane. And I be driving all crazy, cause my diamond chain is
bang, bang.
Has them Las Vegas lights to be the same in California when I'm riding at night. In New York, I be in Midtown, up and down Broadway, having meetings all day, baby. My future is
bright.
As LeBron's take off on anybody, Tyra Banks on my arm and we'll crash any party, yeah. Making it rain ain't got shit on me. The way I ball, the fucking ownership come sit on me. Yeah, I'm fresh out of jail, you should've knew I was back. Turn on the radio, it's a rap.
Don't get hit, right?
Kill 'em all, Odd Future Wolf Gang. Kidnap a vampire and drain all his fucking veins. Wolf Grey Jordan uses intestines for the strings. Snatch up Rihanna and throw in front of a fucking train. And sniff a fucking unemployment line of cocaine. Tie Lil B up to a full tank of propane. Swag, now watch him cook. And just stand there and look. Have a bonfire with old Harry Potter books. Martians versus goblins, goons versus the crooks. And since me and Toon had Viacom shook, I should've got a real ass pirate to do the hook. Maybe Jack Sparrow, maybe Peter Pan's nemesis. My power limitless, like Bronco on Sega Genesis. Superhero, mad that Marvel overlooked me, cause Spider-Man and Hulk
straight
bitch,
push.
I'm a motherfucking mouse.
Goddamn God.
Yeah. Bitch, I'm a motherfucking mouse.
I'm a goddamn
god. Yeah, no. Get up. Motherfucking mouse.
Goddamn god.
We are not the same. I am a Mars.
A year ago, I was poor somewhat. Now my future's brighter than Christopher's new haircut. Bruno Mars is still sucking dick and fucking male butts in the same closet that Tyler Perry gets clothes from. I suck, where the fucking ring pops? You got a better chance of getting a copy of Detox. Wolfgang, we rock, crack, rock. And that shit was expected like Jason whenever he named drops.
Fuck you, Tyler.
Jesus, motherfucking Teresa. This nigga gang got Wolf Haley for this feature. My team is running shit like we have full cleat of D. Is getting chased by the police on a cool bread cheetah. Bishop Eddie caught me trying to escape. Bag full of dragon and Nicki Minaj mixtape. Dragging all you fags to the back of the log cabin. Fall back like LeBron's hairline.
Bitch, I'm a motherfucking mob.
Sundays is my day. Full of sabbath, known as Ferrari Day. Roof missing background, pumping Marvin Gaye. Stay fly, hopping out on my Harlem way. Popping shit like nigga, I switch your car every day. We on the corners while we bottle sipping. Everybody puffing weed while we politicking. Like fuck police, they hop out, we dipping. In the midst of the pumpers while they vibe flipping. Nobody wanna go to Rikers Isle system. So the trash is where we keep the 40 cows hitting. Double park with my hazard light blinking. Lifting my Chipotle, spent half the night drinking. It's like deja vu, spent half my life drinking. And I remember we was flying to the rinking. And after that, skate to the key. And I was worth about an eighth of the key. Nigga 16, make a little cheese. Haul of shit, nigga, won't you take a trip with me, fucker?
We stop the button, we drop the button, we drop the top, the we go. We're about to stop, we're about to shot, we're about to scrap, we go. We stop the button, we drop the button, we drop the top, the we
We split fiends, so leak the Miss Green in order to get green. Max don't talk, Max letting the 15. Cool Houdini blue with the 6 green. Loop routines you do from the F-beam. Whoops, you see me doing with the 50. Oops, you see me move, don't defend me. Don't beat, you might not get your hand back. I'm about to put a clip in this nigga, better stand back. These you want the Pan Am, Cooper the Amtrak. Regal or the Van Am, smoking your man back. I'm so rugged, so thuggish. Fuck it. Slugs fly first class, take your Dutch for luggage. It gets more fatal. Hit your beat with the ooze. Watch your frame pop out of the sunroof like a cinnamon bagel.
Yeah. We stop the bus and we drop the box and we drop the top and we go. We work fast and stop and work pop and stop and work pop and swap and we go. We stop the bus and we drop the box and we drop the top and we go. We work fast and stop and work pop and stop and work pop and swap.
Get me on the train to Philly, and I'll be back. And when I came back with this.
Ooh, come, yeah. this life don't work. But it's me and baby that he hurts.
Come on, Chris Dave.
Because I tell him right, he thinks I'm wrong. But I love him strong. I love him. Cause he gave me life that I can't steal. Gave me soul that I can't begin. Precious only but the seed has grown. I can't make it on my own.
Hey, I took my time and found I couldn't wait to explain. the master I see enters now in your game.
I'm so high, you so high. I'll be getting money till the day that I die. I'm so high,
you so high.
I'll be getting money till the day that I die.
The new and improved, you can't make a move or elude the feud about to be cued. A soloist journey through the mist now found. Assassinate the sound with choke by the pound. Make my own type of home on the phone. MCs reaching for my style and leave alone. My terminology and odyssey known to men. And counteract the sham, more cooler than a fin. With the vision, I cut with precision. So many tried before, but still couldn't get in. Now it's calm, no need to explain. The master I see enters now in your game.
I'm so high,
you so high.
I'll be getting money till the day that I die. I'm so high.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait one, cop, take a minute. Yeah, Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B. It is your boy Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host, Nadine Michelle. What is up, Nate? Nadine. Okay, so I guess I'm on here by myself at the present moment. But we're going to close out.
I'm here.
What happened? You was hologramming?
Oh, man. I'm over here dancing to all the jams that we were killing, and I got lost in it, you know what I mean? But I'm back.
It's all good. It happened. So,
especially
so,
that last joint, that Mike Geronimo. Yeah, I love that.
That's why I had to stop it. Because that record right there, during the time, I remember it was like 95 around that time.
Yep, Jesus Christ.
Remember the video? Oh, my God. Yo, shout to Mike.
I feel like it was like the last thing I remember him doing, like the really last thing I remember him.
Well, nah, he had the joint, the Unstoppable joint, the joint P-Rock did. That was after. And that joint was hard, too. It was real hard, too. But, it was another good show, another one under the belt, man.
Definitely. Awesome show.
I look up, we got 15 minutes left. That's all.
We had Jerry call in. Shout out to Jerry Burrow, who's at his 20-year high school reunion. Calling in and giving us, like, some tidbits and behind the scenes of hip hop and just the culture itself. Thank you for calling into Six Man Radio. That was nice. And plus we just get lost in the music. You were playing Freddie Jackson, you playing Marsha Ambrosius. You were just going in. You were killing it, some Nas. Yeah. I mean, we are the home of adult contemporary, so.
Hip-hop and R&B, and that grown and sexy R&B, too. Yeah,
that's right.
But on that note, we're gonna get up out of here. We want y'all to take a second and evaluate what you're doing with yourself next Saturday between 7:30 and 9:30. And if you're really not doing anything too important with your life, with your whole life, you need to log in on Six Man Radio.
Even if you are doing something important,
just put that to the side for a little while and make this important. Ladies of hip hop, you can plug that up
and listen while you get dressed and
get ready to go out. Ladies of Hip Hop Edition, man. We got Jean Grey on the call in, and we got Precious Paris on the call in.
That's right.
Who's the newest signee to G Unit Records. So I'm very excited about this show coming up next week.
We thought G Unit was done. It's not. It's giving love to the ladies. Y'all wondering where are the female MCs? They're out there. They're going to be on the show next Saturday at 7:30.
You know what, too? Matter of fact, I mean, being at P is like a protege of mine from back in the day or whatever. You know what I'm saying? We're going to end the show
I played the joint she had earlier with 50, the Everything's Okay joint. I'm going to throw that shit back on. Then I'm going to go into a couple more other joints before we ride up out of here. But shout out to P, man. Word up. Six Man. She's Six Man representative to the death. She still got the Six Man tattoo, too. So shout to her. G-Unit, new G-Unit signee. We love it, man. Six Man, we love it.
Excellent.
Man, you know, once again, it was that was my pleasure to stand next
definitely.
To you.
Definitely.
You
I thank you.
Word up, you know. And thanks for tuning in, y'all. You know, check us out next week when we had a lady.
Definitely. I see you guys, you know, calling in and listening. Thank you. Don't think
word
we're
up.
Not seeing you. We see you. Definitely tune in next week. And we might be taking your call next week. Yeah. So, you know, definitely call in and have your questions ready for Precious Paris and Jean Grey. So we definitely
yeah.
are probably going to take calls for that show. Definitely.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I'm about to get into this Everything's Okay joint, Precious Paris featuring 50 Cent. One more again. Let's get it.
Yeah. To the R-E-C-I-O, U.S. lay low or die slow. If you ain't feeling how I roll, you should stop worrying about shit you can't control. I live like a queen, you live like a friend. Money in a thing, bitch, my crib got wings. I don't call them haters, call them hallucinated. I only talk dollars, calling it translated. My face moving gated, crocodile all street. Like the hell George Cleverly haunted. They hold me down like a harness, switching up more class.
Hey, everything is A, okay. I stunt when I want, I'm on now ballin', hey. Bring us some Don P and Mo Way, hey. Bring us some Cristal and Rose, hey. Everything is A, okay, hey. Everything is A, okay, hey. Everything is A, okay, I'm on now. Everything is A,
yeah.
okay.
Ask about me, New York City, y'all. We are reinforcing the circle like Reba. Nobody crushing the game like we are. Not for a New York minute am I gimmick. Who is deals with Armando? Luxury condos, ocean views, that's the shit I'm used to. My yacht seen a lot like longitude, latitude. Bitch with an attitude, my boxer got a mile or two. Queens native, sleeping, get the data. Make it easy. Tronic when you see me. I ain't like these other breezies. Infrared on your head like Riri.
Hey, hey, everything is A, okay. I stunt when I want, I'm on now ballin', hey. Bring us some Don P and Mo Way, hey. Bring us some Chris Dallin, Rose, hey. Everything is A, okay, hey. Everything is A, okay, hey. Everything is A, okay, I'm on now. Everything is A, okay.
Introducing Mr. I ain't know you did that. And Mr. Oh, that's my favorite shit. And Mr. Damn, I wish that was a single. And like Noriega say, it goes.
I go to Jacob with 25,000. You go with 2,500.
Wow.
I got 11 plaques on my walls right now. You got your first gold single. Damn, nigga.
Wow.
H to the Izzo. Did 3,000 spins in a week. You get 1,000 when I'm on.
Wow.
Y'all niggas want credit, but y'all need to slow down. Kanye to the killing y'all from Chi-Town. How your wife gon' say? She never sold drugs a day in her life, but she still wanna pump the yay. And y'all mad cause y'all not knowing, cause these canaries so yellow. When y'all pull up, whether to stop or keep going, I got G's, rock and roll tees with no sleeves. Tats showing, tucked in, straps showing. I get 7 TVs in that lack. 3 in the front, 2 in the back, 2 in that back. Why you in that hatchback? And try to sell work and don't get shit from them packs back. And try to rap the studios on Gee and Jack.
Back.
Try to get published and all you get is your ass capped. That's that. I go to Jacob with 25,000. You go with 2,500.
Wow.
I got 11 plaques on my walls right now. You got your first gold single. Damn, nigga.
Wow.
Magazines call me a rock star. Bitches call me cock star. Billboard pop star. Neighborhood block star. Chi-Town, go get it pimp. We mobster. Gingerbread man even said, you're a monster. Remember that? Uh-huh. That's that trick.
shit. Remember back in 92, niggas used to catch wreck shit. Remember that track? I tracked for you about 3 months ago. Uh-huh, that's the one that cut my check, bitch. And I ain't feeling that next for that CLK. You see me like, damn, a CLK? Yeah, that's how we eatin' it. Keep us looking decent, and I ain't know we rapped as good as he do beats. And then I go to Jacob with 25 tab. You go with 2500.
Wow.
I got 11 plaques on my walls right now. You get your first gold single. Damn, nigga.
Wow.
H to the SO. Did 3,000 spins in a week. You did 1,000 in a month.
Wow.
That niggas want credit, but y'all need to slow down. Kanye to the killing.
It's a celebration, bitches. Grab a drink, grab a glass. After that, I grab your ass. Why you whacking on? Shine on. Why, y'all? Lying, folks. I never did this before. Stop that. What you want, some Patron? I got that. I mean, I promise y'all. You fine and all. And your girlfriend, she kinda raw. But she not like you. No, she not like you. Right now, I need you to mute all the monologues. All that talking is gone, give me your Tylenol. You put a nigga to sleep, I'm tired of y'all. Right now, the Louis Vuitton dime is signing off. But I just thought you should know, we hit the liquor store, got some Christmas to mow, and we about to let it flow. Problems before, but see, we let them go. Got an ounce of that drove, and we about to let it go. Yeah, you know what this is. It's a celebration, bitches. Grab a drink, grab a glass. After that, I grab your ass. See, you know my style. I'm very well, and I vow that my child will be well endowed like his daddy. And tell him that your mama had a fatty. He looked up at me, said, Daddy, that's the reason why you had me. Yep, we was practicing. So one day, your ass bust through the package. You know what, though? You my favorite accident. So go ahead, pop some crystal for my newborn child. Cause now, yeah, know what this is. It's a celebration, bitches. Grab a drink, grab a glass. After that, I grab your ass, but I just thought you should know. We hit the liquor store, got some Christmas to mow, and we about to let it flow. Oh, 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 oh. Had some problems before, but see, we let them go. Got an ounce of that drove, and we about to let it flow.
Tell it about the name, dance to perform, some had to
listen to it. Fake niggas get glistened. My fights, I swing swords and cut clowns. Shit is too swift to bite, you record and write it down. I flow like the blood on a murder scene, like a syringe or some wild out shit to insert a fiend. But it was your watch, shop stolen art, catch a swollen heart from not rolling smart. I put bad pressure on phony whack rhymes to get hurt. Sits plate like Zodiac signs a sweatshirt. That's minimum, and feminine like sandals. My minimum table stacks the first on a gamble. Energy is felt once the cause is death. With the impact of roundhouse kicks from black belt that attack. The white bones like cyclones or typhoons. I represent from midnight to high noon. I don't waste ink, nigga, I think. I drop megaton bombs more fast than your blink. Cause rhyme thoughts travel at a tremendous speed. You crowd smoke of natural blends of weed. Only under one circumstance, as if I'm blooded, turn that shit up. My clan in the front wanted that when the MCs came to live out the name. And the two perform, some had to snort cocaine to act the same. Four feet rocking on that horn with the mental plane. To spark the brain, with the building to be born. Yo, there is a.
Call them hallucinated. I only talk dollars, call them the translators. My face moving gated, crocodile all street. Like the hell George Cleverly hard did. They hold me down like a harness. Switching up more classes than college.
Hey, everything is A, okay. I suck when I want, I'm on now balling. Hey, bring us some Don P and Mo Way. Hey, bring us some Chris Dale and Rose. Hey, everything is A, okay. Hey. Everything is A, okay, A. Everything is A, okay, I'm on now. Everything is A, okay.
You are now listening to Six Men Radio. You are now listening.
Six Men
Radio.